Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Bruce Bartlett is our guest. He's the author of The New American Economy. Bruce, I know we can find you at Forbes.com and your book. Can you tell us how we can get your book?
Well, it should be available anywhere, certainly at Amazon.com. You can easily find it. I also have a blog. It's called Capital Gains and Games. .com
and Capital Gains and Games.
Yeah, if you just Google my name, yeah, you'll see it.
Yeah, you'll find it there, folks. He's all over the place. The New American Economy, The Failure of Reaganomics and a New Way Forward. Very very edgy title there, subtitle. Bruce, one of the things that a lot of people seem to be really concerned about today, and I think appropriately, more and more regular folks are concerned about the national debt. What are your thoughts on the national debt?
Well, obviously it's a serious problem, and we have to do something about it. But right at the moment, I just don't see very many people talking seriously about the problem. It's like, you know, and they have very unrealistic ideas about what it would take to get our debt on a sustainable level to where it's not continually rising as a share of the economy. For example, I saw a poll the other day where people were saying that they thought that 25% of the federal budget went to foreign aid. I mean, that's just nonsensical. It's way less than 1%.
Right. And how do they get that number?
Excuse me?
How do they get that number?
I have no idea. Yeah. I think they just
Somebody actually said that foreign aid is 25% of the budget?
Yeah, I can send me an email. I'll send you the link.
What? That's ridiculous. I mean, even I know that's not right.
Well, this was a poll, and that was the average.
I mean, we spend more.
Some people thought it was a lot higher.
You're saying this is a poll? A poll of what people thought?
Yeah.
Opinion. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, even healthcare is only 17%.
That's 17% of the economy as a whole.
That's right. The GDP. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't know what it is as a share of the budget.
Right. Yeah, you're right. The budget. That's right. Two different things.
Yeah. And you know, I've also seen polls where they'll ask people, and they say, what's the most important thing? And they say, we should balance the budget. And then they'll give them a list of things that we should cut. And they say, okay, should we increase education spending or cut it? And they say, no, let's increase that.
Right, yeah.
Health spending and national security. And they want to increase every single thing, but they also want to balance the budget, and they also don't want to have their taxes increased. Well, that's obviously not feasible. So, you know, what we need is for Ross Perot to come out of retirement and explain the numbers to us, you know?
Yeah. Well, one thing's for sure, there's not a lot of tinkering that we can do to the budget in terms of cutting costs unless you get into the entitlements part and the national defense.
Well, that's
what's left
right.
over is a very small number, isn't it?
That's right. Personally, I think we need to be increasing the age at which people retire because I think people, frankly, are retiring too early.
Right.
Something like 70% of people who turn 62 are taking early retirement.
Right, and it's probably exacerbated by the economy right now.
Well, that's right, and I understand that some people don't have any choice in the matter, but on the other hand, I think a lot of people just assume that that's the right thing to do, and what I don't think they realize is that they're going to get 30% less benefits per month than somebody who waits till the normal retirement age, and they're going to get 30% forever.
Exactly.
So
whenever you establish it, that's what you get forever. But Bruce, I want to come back to the national debt as comparing the national debt. What should we compare it to? Should we compare it to GDP? Should we compare it to what about national assets? You're and my good friend Steve Forbes thinks that we should compare national debt to the national assets. What do you think? Like you do with a corporation?
In theory, that would be a good idea. But the problem is that we really have no idea what our national assets are.
Not too many years ago, Steve estimated. I heard him estimated at around $50 trillion.
Well, if you're talking about the gross national wealth of all the people, that's what that comes up to about.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about the government's assets, things like land. But you know, that's very hard to value.
But isn't that a fair way to do it? I mean, that's the way we measure corporate debt and whether it's in trouble.
Well, I think it probably makes more sense to think about the debt as something that's never going to be paid off.
Uh-huh.
It's going to exist in perpetuity.
But it's so got to be. So but we got to quit adding to it, don't we?
Yes, but the real question is the cost of servicing the debt.
Yeah.
So the real issue is the interest expense
right.
on the debt that is on the budget,
right.
and that's rising.
And that's what's eating away at us, folks. We've got to get this thing in check somehow. I don't know who has the answer, but it is a problem. And I know you're concerned about it, folks. Hey, Bruce, thanks for being here. Good job again today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Bruce Bartlett, ladies and gentlemen. The New American Economy is his book. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.